Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Weariness strikes while revival tarries. For every truth-preaching pastor, church, and saint desiring revival above all else, join us for this sermon by one of my favorites, Evangelist Victor Jackson, delivered at the General Conference of the United Pentecostal Church International. This is part two of a two-part series. But first, listen as our friends Phillips Craig and Dean sing. From their project titled, Let My Words Be Few, this is The Voice of the Lord.
Whose voice is this that is over the water, that thunders and shakes the mountains and plains? Whose voice is this that skips across the desert? The wilderness sings at the sound of your name. Whose voice is full of wonder and majesty untold? Whose voice is this that is calling the nations to rise up and praise you with great shouts of joy? Foundation was laid. Whose voice is this that calls me beloved and tells me I'm free and my debt has been paid? Whose voice is full of wonder and majesty untold? And whose voice is this that is calling his children to rise up and praise him with great shouts of joy?
The voice of
to break through, you all of a sudden get weary, and when you get weary, condemnation comes and tries to steal your joy. But I come in the Holy Ghost tonight to tear down every form of condemnation, to tear down every form of guilt, to tear down everything. Come on, somebody. I said, we have a rock and we have a brother. That's why I love what Peter said. Peter said, love the brotherhood. That was a commandment. That wasn't a suggestion. Come on, somebody. Because we need one another. Because when I get weary, you help me. And when you get weary, I help you. And when we get into church together, and when we come into settings like this, we're not here to condemn one another because you're tired. We say, you know what? You came to the right place. Let me show you a rock. Go ahead and sit down. Now let me lift up your hands because your congregation's going to prosper. As long as Moses' hands were lifted, the congregation advanced. Come on, that's why you need a brother. That's why you need a rock. Because when we get together, our churches go forward. Our congregations go forward. We advance. Wow. If I'm helping you, somebody shout, yes! Hamasaya. Halamohoshetaya. Haya kataya. Ooh, I feel a refreshing beginning to move in this auditorium. Hallelujah to God. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Why are you feeling guilty about being tired? You're in the middle of a building program. Why are you feeling guilty about being tired? You're dealing with a situation that normally destroys other churches, but still your church is coming together in the midst of frustration, in the midst of weariness. They say, who's got the rock today? We got the rock. Go ahead, brother. Link up alongside of them. They say, you know what? We're going to overcome this together because greater is the rock in me. Oh, come on now. Their rock is not as our rock. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I got a rock on the inside that overpowers the obstacles on the outside. That's why God gave me this text of Jesus preaching and teaching and healing every sickness and every disease. But the Bible says he was moved with compassion when he saw the weary. That lets me know that weariness moves God in a way sickness cannot. He wasn't moved with compassion while he was preaching. He wasn't moved in compassion while he was teaching. He wasn't moved with compassion while he was healing. But when he saw some tired people, they were on a journey following him, he stopped the miracle service and said, I gotta go to that tired laborer. I gotta go to that tired person that's been on a journey. He stopped the miracle crusade and he took, come on, that's what's happening here tonight. God just stopped the whole conference. Say, I see some needs. I see some people that are tired. So let me hold on for a while and let me go to them. He interrupted the miracle service to minister to people that were tired. Notice the Bible says he preached, he taught, and he healed every manner of sickness and disease. And then he was moved with compassion when they fainted. That lets me know that weariness is not sickness. Weariness is not a disease. There is nothing wrong with you. You're human. That's why he gave us rest and sleep, to show us that we are inferior beings to his majesty. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. Aren't you thankful that the rock doesn't get tired? Weariness moved God with compassion. He was healing, he was preaching, he was doing all this, but it wasn't until he saw some people on the journey following him. They followed him from city to city. They followed him to the boat. They followed him to the desert. And as they dragged their feet going after him, all of a sudden their weariness got a hold of God, where he got moved with compassion. And he said, let me just stop everything for a moment. Let me stop my ministering, my preaching, my teaching, and all of that. And let me come and talk to them. That lets me know that preaching could not take care of their weariness. Lets me know that teaching could not take care of their weariness. That lets me know that his healing power could not take care of their weariness. Because after Jesus preached, and after Jesus taught, and after Jesus healed, he was still tired. So God said, the only way for me to overcome weariness is I got to get their undivided attention, and I got to confront them. I confront sickness with power, but I confront confront weariness with comfort. So let me leave everything and let me come and comfort somebody and tell them and reveal to them they have an anointing that everybody forgets about. Let me reveal to them while they're tired, they have an anointing that everybody's forgotten about, and that is the anointing of endurance. Because in the midst of the journey, with all the weariness, they're still here in the presence of God. And he says they have an anointing that they forgot about. Because when the devil fought them, when the devil tried to kill them, they may be limping, but they're still here in the presence and the power. You're beginning to feel that anointing being pulled out of you. Can I preach to you in the Holy Ghost? You don't need another anointing. You got the anointing. But weariness taps into those reservoirs that says, I'm going to endure this thing, and I'm coming out of this with power. I'm coming out of this with an anointing. I'm coming out of this with the glory. I'm coming out. You're tired, but you're still here. You're weary, but you're still here. You're battling, but you're still here. I'm still here in the midst of the trouble. I'm still here in the midst of the heartache. And I know I've been limping, and I know others had to carry me. But you know what? I don't need to be perfect for this anointing. No, I just got to make up my mind. I'm going to stay in the presence of God until he reveals. Somebody clap your hands for a while. Hey, we got it. We got it. I said, we got that anointing. I said, we got that anointing. We survived the accusations. We survived hell. We survived division. We survived the adversary. And then we can look back at the devil and say, I may be tired, but I'm here. And I got something for you, devil. I'm about to release this anointing on my youth group. I'm about to release this anointing on my marriage. I'm about to release this anointing. Mark 13:13 says, ye shall be hated of all nations, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. You don't overcome hate with love. You overcome hate with endurance. I said, the world's gonna always hate you, no matter how much you love it. You just got to make up your mind. I'm going to love you, but you can hate me if you want. But my church is still going to be here. We're still going to have revival. We're still going to have a demonstration. We are still. Somebody just needs to rejoice that you're here in the presence of God. I wish someone would clap their hands. And I wish someone would lift up their voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. When you hold on, that is a sign of you being the church of the living God. The church is the mother of us all. And the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 4 that the Bible says Mephibosheth, that his nurse was running with him. And while his nurse was running to bring him to the promised land, the Bible says that she dropped him. I don't know how long she was running with him, but there grew a moment where her arm arms got tired, where her arms got weary, and she dropped the next generation trying to get to her destination. But I don't condemn her for that. After all, she was just a nurse. But if a mother would have held him, that mother, when she got tired, she wouldn't have been caught up where she was heading. She'd have been focused on what she was holding, and she'd have just sat there a while and sat down and begin to coddle that thing. You're not hearing me right now. I said, when you get weary, just hold on to the promise. When you get weary, just hold on to your destiny. When you get weary, just hold on to your future. Hey, I'm preaching to somebody. We are still. God is looking for somebody to change the world by ministering to Apostle Paul. We heard about it preached about Ananias on Wednesday night. But look what the Bible says when God called Ananias. He said, look, he said, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in the vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here. God said, that's all that I'm looking for. You survived the persecution. That's what Ananias was saying. I survived the persecution of Saul. I survived the persecution of the church. Yeah, he tried to kill me. Yes, he took some of my members. But you know what? After all the hell, when I hear you call my name, I gotta give you a declaration. I am. That's a testimony you need to shout about. That's a testimony you need to run about. That's a testimony that you need to leap about. I'm here. I'm here. I survived the persecution. And you know, the world tried to destroy me. But in my persecution, God gave me a word to go back into the world and say, you know what, world? Saul, you don't belong there. You're supposed to be a preacher. When you survive the attack, you come with the boldness. You can walk into the devil's face. Come on. You can walk into that drug dealer's face. You can walk into that gangster's face and say, you're not supposed to be dealing dope. There's an anointing on you. Hey, and you can't kill me. I've already survived some stuff. I've already gone through some stuff. And in the midst of it all, I am still. I'm here. I'm here. I said, I'm here. I said, I'm here. I said, don't overlook that. I said, you have the forgotten anointing. We don't talk about the anointing of survival. My Lord, when you survive, that is revenge on your enemy. When you survive, that's the greatest revenge that you can have, because you tried to kill me with everything. And I got an anointing of survival, but I didn't survive just to survive. I survived to thrive. But we put so much emphasis on thriving, we forget the power of survival. I survived so I could thrive. And because I'm here, now I can be sent. I wish everyone in this building would clap their hands with all their heart and lift up their voice for a moment. So hell can hear you. Lift up your voice so hell can hear you. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Somebody's getting some righteous indignation in this building. You tried to make me give up because I was too tired. But even the tired have a cry. And the weary's cry is, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. And when God, when you say you're here, your weariness taps into a reservoir and you get the anointing of endurance. It says, you know what? That's how he comforts you. He says, you're going to make it. You're not going to backslide. Your church is going to have revival. That's where the comforter comes in and says, you're not done. The best is yet to come and the future shall be greater. I'm here. After Mephibosheth almost died and he's lame in his feet, David said, I'm looking for somebody to use for my glory. I'm looking for somebody that's going to come to my table as a king's son. In 2 Samuel verse 9, chapter 9, it says it this way. And David said, is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And Ziba said, all that's left is a lame man. David said, I don't care that he's lame, he's here. And as long as he's here, I don't care if he's limping. There's still an anointing for him. There's still a future for him. He may be dragging his feet at the table, but you know what? I will not pass up that forgotten anointing. Look at Luke. Luke chapter 5. Listen, I got a word for you. I got a word for you. Luke chapter 5, verse 4. Look what it says. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered him and said, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Simon's excuse was, look, Lord, we've been here all night. God says, and that's why you're qualified. You're qualified for fruitfulness when you endure barrenness. You're qualified. Come on, somebody. You are qualified. I said, launch out. Well, I've just been here. That's okay. But we've been barren. That's okay. You're here, aren't you? Yeah. Well, launch out anyway. Because when the word gets in that net, it's not coming void. It's going to bring back some fishes. And I hear the Lord saying, in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. I said, the word won't come back void. We taught all night. Well, you're the one I've been looking for. Somebody that endured some stuff. I preached at a church several years ago, and for 7 years, they told me, 7 years, nobody got the Holy Ghost. Ooh, help me, Lord. Two people were baptized, they're family members. Nobody. For 7 years, he's still pastoring. Nobody got the Holy Ghost. I went. They called me there. And I went there. Traveled hundreds of miles. And I went there. And I preached. It was my first real thing out of the state. And who helped me? 21 received the Holy Ghost. 22 miracles happened. 5 people were baptized. And then the pastor had the audacity to thank me afterwards. Thank you for coming. I said, no, you don't understand. This wouldn't have happened if you didn't stay there. I said, don't you clap over my results. You got to start clapping for people that stay there in the midst of the wilderness, stay there in the midst of church splits, stay there in the midst of divorce. And God says, I will entrust you the forgotten anointing for sticking with it. I want you to grab the person's hand next to you right now. I want you to grab the person's hand next to you. I want you to grab the brother's hand next to you and the sister's hand. And I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to cry out to the rock and thank God. That's why I honor my elders. That's why I honor my elders. You endured something for us so we could have an opportunity to be here. No, you didn't have the revival that you always envisioned, but you waited and made a way for me, and you made a way for a lot of young preachers, and you made a way for a lot of musicians. Come on, somebody. That's why we're indebted. We're indebted to those that have been here. Brother Howell, you don't ever have to tell me another story, because you still being here in the power of God has witnessed to me as a young preacher, because in the midst of all that happened, you're still here doing the work of God as an example to me and everybody behind you. When you can't open up your mouth, your presence speaks volumes. When you don't have the words to say, when you don't have the prayers to pray, just you showing up every year. You forgot about it. You forgot about it. You minimized your endurance because you were tired. You minimized it. You overlooked the anointing you always had. You looked in the mirror and you hated yourself for being weary. You hated yourself for not doing more. So God sent me tonight to tell this church, to tell this wonderful movement that I'm indebted to for the rest of my life. Oh, if you weren't here, I could never be here. If you weren't here, so many men and women of God that have anointed, been anointed for this hour wouldn't be here. Some of you say, well, I'm retired, but you don't understand. You still showing up. There's a 13-year-old that watches your wrinkled hands and that wrinkled face, that gray hair. And when they see you and your spouse or you by yourself lift up those hands, the tear comes down that 13-year-old face, because it says, if they got the anointing of endurance, I know that it's in me. I'm not going to fall. I'm not going to fall of temptations or the wayside, because I got some elders to look to, and their very presence preaches to me loudly. Then we're gonna make it, because they made it, we're gonna make it. Right now there's somebody near you that has the rock. They're just waiting on a brother. They're leaning on the rock right now. They're just waiting on a brother to link up with them. I want you to find somebody to lay your hands on right now. The ministry of the saints is in this building. Close your eyes, and I want you to pray that the comforter would come on them. That the comforter would comfort them, that they're gonna be used by God. Come on, come on. That's it, pray with them. You can, that's it. We're still here. And that's comforting to know. We're gonna make it. God's gonna use us. Come on, that's it, elder, you pray with them. That's it, elder, pray with that young person. That's it, young person, pray with that elder. There's a ministry in this building right now. I feel the forgotten anointing being loosed right now. I feel an anointing being loosed in this building.
Listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.